the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Tornado!
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
You wearing green?
No.
Nope.
I'm still wearing my pink robe.
I could have answered that question. All right, so yeah, today on the show, we're not going to do any drinking on the show, but it may sound like it at times, but that could be just any sort of
day. That's just every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, that could be any day on the show. All right, so what happens when you think maybe you're hitting on a real-life leprechaun?
You're hitting on a leprechaun?
Could be misconnections. That's coming up today. Cause
that's going to be special.
I mean, it's the luck of the Irish, right?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Misconnections at 7:30. Also, group therapy. We talked to a listener who is having an issue helping an ex because of the feelings that still remain. So we'll get into that on the way a little bit later on here this morning. A couple setting the bar stories. Man.
I just thought of something. It's, I can't quit you. Is it that kind of a thing?
I can't quit you.
Yes. I can't quit you.
A little bit of Forrest Gump in there, too.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, I think. Yeah. So, we got that first day of in-person school for JCPS. So, welcome new listeners. I'm excited for that. We're still here. We're Ben and Kelly. We've been here for about a year.
Hi, everybody.
Sorry, we've been here continuously for a year. We've been here much longer than a year, but...
Oh, much longer.
Yeah.
Some of us much longer.
Yeah, so, yeah, there you go. We'll get things going here. I will, I do have my little...
Did you bring a beer? Did you do like a BYOB to work? You don't work with a lot of people anymore.
Not to work. I will have a Guinness when I get home.
That's great.
I do have a nice frothy Guinness waiting for me. And I did make Irish soda bread with my daughters last night.
What is Irish soda bread?
You ought to make it today. It's super easy. Someone even like you could make it.
Really?
Yep.
Someone with zero cooking skills?
Absolutely. You don't. No yeast involved. So you don't have to actually get it to rise. It only takes about 10.
Great.
It only takes about 10 minutes for it to get ready, and 45 minutes later in the oven, and boom, you've got some nice Irish soda bread. So yeah.
What does it taste like though? When I hear soda bread, typically those are things in my brain that don't necessarily go together. Like I'm thinking of Coca-Cola bread.
I mean, it's called soda bread because it has like baking soda in it. So
okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's fine. You just put butter on it, or jam. It's perfect.
Does it taste like regular bread?
I mean, it has bread like qualities.
Qualities?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean
I just want to know what I'm fully getting myself into.
It's bread, Kelly. I mean, I don't
okay.
know.
Well,
bread.
You know, bread can taste slightly different.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have like nuts or anything like that in it. It's
okay.
Flour, sugar. You can put raisins in it. You don't have to.
Oh, delightful.
Yeah.
I could be on board with that.
All right. So, yeah. Anyways, happy St. Patrick's Day. We got a show for you here this morning. Feel good stories and more here. Let's get the show started on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So, starting Monday at 11, or sorry, Monday at 7, an opportunity for you to win the vigilante's money, or actually it's our money, but it's been stolen by the vigilante, and he's going to offer you opportunities to win starting Monday. All right.
Can I just, because he's taken over and he is going to give it to the listeners, right? He was assuming that we
were just
going to
keep it.
Going to give it to our listeners.
You know what? Hey, let's let him play his games. Let's let him play his games. As long as no one gets hurt, I'm fine with it.
I just wanted to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't trust us to give it to our listeners, because we kind of do that.
I know.
A lot.
Obviously, not a P1 listener for us, but but regardless, that is all starting on Monday with Southern Indiana Equipment and 99.7 DJX. All right. Coming up next, feel good story.
There's a really amazing 12-year-old that we need to start our day with that is doing some big things. It's a feel good for her, maybe a feel bad for us.
Oh, okay. Wow. Gotcha.
Maybe. It's one of those things where we're not going to feel super accomplished with our lives after hearing what she's doing.
Love these. All right, that's next. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So there's a 12-year-old gearing up to start college at Arizona State University.
All right.
And she literally one day wants to reach the stars.
Hang on, you said 12?
12. She's 12. Her name's Elena. She wants to be a NASA engineer.
How?
Yeah, kind of all started when she was 4. She liked building with Lego. She told her mom, you know what? I want to work for NASA.
I always liked dreaming to be an engineer because throughout my life, I liked building.
Her passion for building started as an infant with Legos.
At 4 years old, she said, Mommy, I'm going to work for NASA and I'm going to go up there. And she would point to the stars.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's going to start working on that. Attending ASU this summer, majoring in astronomical and planetary science and chemistry.
Dang.
She should earn her diploma by the time she turns 16.
Wow.
Yeah. And she says, I'm going to be driving one of those future space mobiles by the time I graduate college. She wants to help build rovers like the one they sent to Mars.
Wow, good for her.
Yeah.
That is
and
awesome.
Then she's got some inspiring words for other people. She's like, it doesn't matter what your age or what you're planning to do. Go for it. Dream, then accomplish it.
Look at her. Love it.
Wise soul. We've tweeted the story at Ben and Kelly Show if you'd like to see it.
Every morning right about this time, we give you a setting the bar story. These are stories that set the bar for your day very low as opposed to very high, as it's an example of something that you should easily be able to achieve if you just go about your day normally. All right. To Florida we go for this one. A little setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without rigging the homecoming voting at your school, when your mom's a vice principal in the district, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Hashtag voter fraud.
Not fair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So here's
that's
the thing.
Good.
Yeah, Laura, she's mom. She's also an assistant principal there at an elementary school. She has a daughter named Emily.
May not be anymore.
Yeah, well, she has a daughter named Emily, who apparently is on the homecoming court, and they were really, really, really wanting to get her that big old W for homecoming.
They're accused of accessing student focus accounts after hundreds of votes for Tate High School's homecoming court were flagged as fraudulent.
Uh-oh.
Investigators say 117 votes came from the same IP address.
Yeah, and in fact, more than 240 votes had been cast from accounts that were accessed and completely pointed back to both mom, Laura, and daughter. So,
you know what could have fixed this? Back in my day, they did the good old-fashioned paper ballot. There you go.
Kelly pulled out the
ballots,
back in my day.
Stuff in the box.
Listen, Kelly.
Didn't have issues like this.
I don't know anything about the homecoming court. I was never a part of the homecoming court.
I was the only non-cheerleader on the court.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is apparently a big deal for Laura and Emily to be a part of the, not only a part of the court, but be the homecoming queen. So much so.
Yes, she needs the crown.
Yep, that she needed the crown, that they were going to go ahead and do a good old fashioned voter fraud. So yeah, that's
it's the perfect crime, isn't it?
Sure.
I mean, extra votes on the computer.
Laura has been suspended from her job. Her daughter has been expelled from her high school, and now there's bigger problems on the way for them. So yeah, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without rigging the old homecoming voting system at your high school, especially when your mom works in the district as a vice principal, you're doing okay.
Not a good look.
Nope.
Hashtag paper ballots.
There it is on 99.70JX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, I would be awful at like being an art curator, someone who has to like look at art and say, you know what, this is good for this museum or this piece or whatever. Because Ed Sheeran, he just sold one of his paintings at auction, raising more than $70,000 for a cancer charity, which is awesome. But I'm looking at it, and it's called Splash Planet, and it just looks like he threw paint at a canvas. And I'm
that's what Jackson Pollock did. That's what they're saying it looks like, and I've never understood abstract painting like that too, because again, I feel like a toddler could do it.
Yeah, I guess I don't know art well enough to look at that and say, you know what, that is awesome. That is really, I'm getting moved by this. This is a piece of art that I want hanging in my living room.
Yeah, no, but somebody did, and it raised some money for a great charity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I think it's awesome that it was able to raise about 70 grand for the cancer campaign in Suffolk there in England. But, you know, just looking at it, I'm like, all right, it's kind of cool that Ed Sheeran did it. Maybe it's worth the price knowing that Ed Sheeran did it, but it looks like literally you or I could have just taken paintbrushes and flipped them at a canvas and gone, all right, here we go. I mean,
art.
I made an art scene with paint from my butt.
You did. And that was amazing art.
And I think we tried to sell that. I know we got it signed by comedian Gabrielle Iglesias, but
which again added more value.
I feel like it did. However, it did not, and it sits in my office just gathering dust. But
have you framed it? Yeah. Did we frame that?
Are you kidding me? Of course it's framed.
Okay, great.
It was hanging in my office for a while.
Was it? But it needs to be back up there. Because again, hashtag art.
Hashtag butt art, yeah. So
I mean, you could have been on the verge of a trend. Do you know of many other butt artists?
I don't know of many. But Ed Sheeran's Splash Planet paintings sold at auction for more than $70,000. You can see it. We got to post it for you at WDGX.com. But yeah, looking at it, I'm just like, I don't know if it's worth $70,000, but okay.
Well, then you'd look at a Jackson Pollock and do the same thing.
I would. I and literally would.
In the art world, that's a big name.
Yes. Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
We shine the light on 91-year-old Elsie Buckshot Smith in Arkansas.
All right.
He's the oldest police officer in the state still patrolling the streets.
Holy cow, 91?
Yeah. Drives around in an unmarked police car, but everybody knows Buckshot.
Okay.
He patrols 4 days a week. He retired after working for 46 years as a deputy, but that only lasted 5 months because he says he didn't have any fun. He doesn't hunt. He doesn't fish. So when he was in his 80s, he applied to become a rookie cop in Camden, Arkansas, and he's been with that department for the past 10 years.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, he says he's taken more people home than taking them to jail.
Okay.
But he says even at 91, he has no plans to retire again until the good Lord tells him to.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I guess.
There you go.
Man, at some point, you got to just be like, hey, I'm going to put my feet up. And
he doesn't like to put his feet up.
Enjoy the last.
Buckshot's busy.
I guess so.
He likes to be doing stuff. He likes to be productive. I think he is precious. We'll tweet out his story so you can see him at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 EJX. We are streaming the Ben and Kelly Show.com. I don't know if you saw this or not, or even if you care, but Katy Perry apparently may or may not have actually married Orlando Bloom. And you're like, I mean, they've got a kid together. Why does this matter? Well,
they had been postponing the wedding and all that kind of stuff. And now she was seen wearing a gold ring, looked like a wedding band, when they were in Hawaii. So they're thinking, well, maybe they just tied the knot while they were in Hawaii.
Yeah. I mean, perfect. I mean,
that'd be a good place to do it.
Yeah. Why not? Let's just do it.
Yep.
Get your, get your wedding vows over and done with. And then if you want to have a reception later on, man, go ahead and do that. I remember my father-in-law tried to convince my wife and I to do that. Just go to some exotic location to get married and then just come back and then just have like a little reception or something like that. And
did they want to go to the exotic destination with you?
No.
If so, then they're wanting a vacation. They're like, yeah, let's do that.
I know. No, I don't think that. I think it was just a, hey, why don't you go and do this? And then, you know, we can just have a party when you get back. But, you know, we did the exotic location for the honeymoon as opposed to the wedding. So
I think Daddy didn't want to pay for the wedding.
I mean, Could have been part of it, too. All right, coming up next, it's when you think you have found love when you've accidentally walked into the wrong restroom, or maybe the person sitting across the bar is actually a mystical piece of folklore.
Ah, also could have a lasting relationship with that.
I don't know. But regardless, it's that time of the week when we dive into the missed connections. So if you see the little notification on your phone that DJX is live on Facebook, you can click on it. Yeah, click on it. You can watch us in real time. But missed connections coming up next. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Sometimes you don't know when you're going to find maybe you're happily ever after. It could be by accident, maybe. Or maybe that person is just sitting at the end of the bar waiting for you to talk to them. When that happens, and maybe you don't get a name or a number, you don't get a follow-up, sometimes you got to go back to Craigslist, to the missed connection section. Write them a little note there.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
I'll go first, Kelly. This is titled, "We Locked Eyes in the Women's Bathroom When I Accidentally Walked In."
Oh, wow.
Man for woman.
Okay, instantly, I was a little on guard, but it was a honest mistake. Honest. All right, here we go.
"I don't see too well these days."
Wait a second. I'm getting a more vivid picture about who we're dealing with.
"And I can't go more than 17 minutes without emptying my bladder. I need to apologize for what happened at our library."
The library?
"I was engrossed in the lifestyle section of the USA Today when nature came a-calling. Oh my God. I shuffled to the washroom and apparently wasn't paying any attention to the signs. So..."
The shuffling, I love it.
"I barged on in and opened up the stall door. And there you were."
Oh, this wasn't just like as she's washing her hands, he opened the stall door and saw her?
"Skivvies around your ankles, screaming your pretty little head off. My, oh my." Wow.
Oh, okay.
"I take full responsibility for what happened."
Well, you should.
"But why did you keep the door unlocked?"
That is a valid question.
Was it unlocked, or did he just not pay
it? Just kicked it in, maybe?
I know, maybe. Maybe that's what. Because those locks aren't that foolproof, you know?
You're right. Some of them aren't secure. Right.
"Did you want somebody to walk in?"
No, probably didn't.
"I think maybe you did." "That's why I want to give you an offer you can't refuse."
Oh, what's that?
"This weekend, my condominium. We'll share some quality conversation, some boxed wine, and a nice gourmet cheese plate with brie."
Ooh, that is fancy. Did you think he lives in a condominium or an old folks' home? I'm asking. Not sure.
All good questions. "Afterwards, I'll let you walk in on me, and I promise you, I won't be the one screaming.
Oh, my God.
It's been decades since I've been romantically intertwined with someone in their 20s. Hope my ticker can keep up. Love, Pops."
Yeah. All right, Pops. I think, yeah.
Interesting.
We just hang out.
All right.
Don't think she's your speed.
All right. This is Craigslist Missed Connection.
Well, this one gets downright magical.
Ah, okay.
"It's a woman for man."
Gotcha.
"I think I just met a leprechaun," is what it's called.
Okay.
That's where we're starting.
Sure.
"You were alone, mysterious, and making my heart go thump, thump, thump at the end of the bar."
Okay.
"You were kind of short, but that's okay. I thought it was cute that your feet didn't touch the floor."
Oh, no.
"You had thick red curly hair and were mumbling over your beer wearing an overcoat and boots."
Painting a picture.
"Truth be told, I have a thing for short guys."
Oh.
"You see, I'm tall and am intimidating to a lot of guys. But there's just something about a man that only comes up to my chesticles that gets me going.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I went up to you and said hello. And you turned to look at me with a cute beer mustache and just said, Lassie?
Okay.
I didn't understand what that meant. So I tried to strike up a conversation with you. You didn't seem interested.
Oh.
But I think that could have just been because you're shy.
Probably.
I went to the restroom to gather myself and try again. But when I came out, you had finished. I think she meant vanished.
Vanished? Okay. It
could be a typo. The only thing left was a literal leather pouch of gold coins on the counter.
Oh, the pot of gold.
Yeah, there you go. I'm ready. Let me be your lucky charm.
Oh, let him. Let him be the lucky charm. Like
that's proof. That was legit. She indeed met a leprechaun.
Yeah,
and he just had to scurry up over the rainbow again.
She went to the bathroom, walked out, and he was magically gone. Magically vanished.
But unfortunately, left behind the gold. That is too bad.
Well, I hope they can find one another and have a kindled relationship.
At least I hope he comes back for the gold.
Yep. On this
Craigslist Missed Connection.
On 99.7 DJX. Justin Bieber on 99.7 DJX. He's going to be a part of Good Morning America on Friday morning as he is debuting a new video and going to be playing some songs off of his new album, which is coming out this weekend. By the way, we are going to be playing a bunch of different songs off of Justin Bieber's album all this weekend. So that's going to be kind of cool. If
he's going to be on Friday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Oh, there you
go.
Good
Morning America.
Look at that.
He's kind of like taking over.
Triple shot.
Yeah.
For Bieber there. All right. Coming up next, it is an absolute legendary story. It is one that we would be remiss if we ignored on a day like today.
You know what? I hope that in the history of ever, we never, ever, ever not share this story.
Wow. That is... Yeah.
It's one of those every single year that we're allowed to talk on this radio box. We need to share it.
It could be a crackhead, but we'll just never know. Or it could be the leprechaun of Mobile, Alabama. If you have heard it before, sit back and smile. If you haven't, get prepared. Because it's coming up next. A St. Patrick's Day news story that has gone in the archives as one of the greatest pieces of folklore ever told. The Leprechaun of Mobile, Alabama.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
Okay, so there is a large crowd outside this, well, in this neighborhood. It's attracted news crews.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me.
Okay.
Okay, so now they think they've spotted a leprechaun in Mobile, Alabama.
So now we're going and talking to the people that are standing around. All right.
I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! All right, so they're getting the crowd support there.
Yeah.
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night.
Ah, okay. All right. Sure. Only a night leprechaun.
Understand.
If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears.
Oh, wow.
It's a wily sucker.
It's a little bit like Bigfoot, isn't it?
Yeah, a little.
Amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like.
Okay, can we real quick on the amateur sketch?
Spot on.
It is it's like a five-year-old drew leprechaun.
A face
with a top hat and a smiley face.
Looks exactly
Others
like
find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
All right, so what are you actually seeing up in the trees, maybe?
My theory is it's casting a shadow.
Oh, it's just a shadow.
The other limb.
Could be a crackhead.
Oh, yeah, could be a crackhead.
It's a possibility.
That's
there.
The okay. Mobile, Alabama leprechaun. Could be
ideas.
A crackhead.
They got hold to the wrong stuff.
I mean, hey, if that's not a PSA to don't do drugs, kids.
Exactly. Drugs are bad.
There you go.
And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
Oh, ow. The drugs told him to get up in the tree and play a leprechaun?
And it told me to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
Okay, she's got a solid theory. She said the neighbors have some solid theories.
Okay.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this. You're still on there, guy. Don't be afraid.
Okay, so we've got people directing traffic.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid, man.
This guy helping to direct traffic says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun.
Oh, okay. So he's on board. This is a leprechaun.
That's right.
He's a team leprechaun.
Listen, he is like the people there around Churchill Downs come derby time,
yeah.
And he's selling parking spaces in his lawn.
Okay, sure.
He's suited up from head to toe.
Oh.
This waters off smells right here.
Okay.
This is a special leprechaun flute.
Okay.
He's got a leprechaun flute.
Can I describe for you the flute he's holding?
I feel like you should.
It's a pipe.
It's a pipe?
It's just a pipe.
Is it like a PVC
pipe? It's a PVC pipe.
Okay.
Which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my...
No, it wasn't.
Of PVC pipe?
No, it wasn't. They didn't have that stuff then.
It's been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Oh, he just came to help out. That's all he did.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
Right.
Okay,
that is why you find the leprechaun, because they have a pot of gold.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree.
Uh-huh.
I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold.
Give me the gold.
I want the gold.
Yeah.
I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
Wait a second. Is that the girl that thought it was a crackhead at first? Now she's on team like, well, if there's gold, I want some?
Could be a crackhead.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
I don't know. So there you go. That is the folklore of the leprechaun of Mobile, Alabama.
Who else in the leprechaun say yay?
Yay! So, remember we were doing the Fitness Fridays and we were giving away the fitness tracker watches from Fleet Feet and then that big expensive bike that we weren't allowed to tell you what the name of it was?
Yeah.
Well, we finally got a winner for that big expensive bike. And I got to be honest.
Why did it take so long?
Well, you know, we had to build up the anticipation. But I will say that Kirsten, she's our winner. She sent me to voicemail 7 times before I got her on the phone for her to say,
"That's awesome. I'm really excited about this."
So, like, I thought she was going to block us, our radio station number, and like report us to the Better Business Bureau or whatever.
She probably should have.
She was like because you know when you get sent to voicemail, you know when the person hits ignore because you just go, it's like rings one time and it's like, you've been sent to voicemail. And you're like, oh, okay. So, you know, I'm like, well, if I call back, she'll know that. You know, I mean business, even though it's probably an unknown number to her. So I call back, sends me to voicemail. All right. Well, I'm going to call back again because now she's going to definitely know that we mean business.
This is real.
Call back again, sends me to voicemail. I mean,
your persistence, Sparky, is really impressive.
Thank you.
I mean, typically I feel like you give up a lot faster.
I mean, we try, like, if we have a big prize to give away, we try to get you on the phone. We try our best.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, wow. That is, you know what? It's surprising she didn't report us for harassment.
I know. I had to say, don't hang up. congratulations to Kirsten. And, she is the big winner of the, big expensive, stationary bike that we're not allowed to tell you what it is. With
you didn't call us Robert Hassenpepper, did you? Or any of the Hassenpepper
family
members? I did not.
I know. Thinking about that. I just,
all right.
You know, kill two birds with one stone. Just make it a phone tap. So anyways, congratulations to her here. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Wanted to introduce you to a 12-year-old Zechariah Cartledge. He's the founder of a nonprofit, which is pretty impressive and of itself.
Yeah.
It's called Running for Heroes. And what he does is he runs to raise money for first responders who have lost their lives in the line of duty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he was welcomed by first responders, like just rows of them, at McGee Tyson Airport in Knoxville. Mm-hmm. Great video of them, you know, him walking right through a couple of rows of officers applauding him. He runs 1 mile for every first responder who makes the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty.
Oh, wow.
He wants to honor those who gave up their lives so we can live in a better world.
Good for him.
So, Yeah, he had a chance to meet family members of officers who lost their lives. A lot of great photos. There was a moment between Zechariah and the spouse of a hero that he honored. He was able to present a check on Tuesday on behalf of his foundation to Deputy Kobol, who was injured last year when a suspect crashed into his cruiser. And then he's also presenting a flag to a woman who will then be escorted by several law enforcement agencies to the Bristol Motor Speedway, where he's going to run a mile in honor of the fallen officers who died in the line of duty across the state from 2018 until this year.
Wow.
So just an amazing cause, an amazing young man to take on something like this. I mean, going all over the country and doing this. We will tweet out his story. You can see more about him at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good every hour throughout the morning here on DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We chat with the listener, Dan, who he's got an ex.
I don't know exactly how to be that friend.
Mm.
When you have those feelings?
Yeah, still. So we'll get that coming up, group therapy. First of all, 502-571-9970 is our request line. It's also a text line. If you have an issue maybe in your own personal life and you just want a third opinion, you want us to toss it out to our listeners and just see what they have to say, you can always message us and we'll see what we can do for you. First of all, good morning, Dan.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Dan, thank you for allowing us to contact you. Would you walk us through what your issue is?
Yeah, so love for me has been somewhat elusive, but about 12 or 13 years ago, I was dating this girl, and she was just and continues to be my standard. She's one of two people that I can say that I truly have loved beyond compare. At the time, things didn't work out because she was actually going through a divorce from her first husband. And her family is very strict Catholic. They didn't believe that it was right for us to be dating and getting serious when she technically wasn't still divorced. And it was just a very long process for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had a young daughter who I came to love as well. And it was very tough. So over the years, we've kept in touch. And the relationship kind of stayed at a friendship level. You know, we just kind of always wished the best for each other and all of that. But very recently, she learned that her second husband has been cheating on her with multiple people. And she has come to me just looking for advice and support. And I still have those feelings for her, you know, and I'm single right now, so it's not like I'm cheating on anybody. There's none of that. But I don't know exactly how to be that friend kind of at a distance when I still have these feelings. And we actually saw each other on this past Tuesday night. She came over and she is just having a very difficult time with all these emotions. And she, you know, showed me that she was doing self-harm to herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, I mean, it's just an emotionally complicated thing for both of us. And just trying to be that supportive system, but keeping my distance and my feelings at bay.
So she's coming to you as a friend from the past to kind of lean on with this situation. Did you know about her situation before she came to you and told you about it? Or was that something that she divulged to you?
It was something that she divulged.
How long has she been with the second husband?
8 years.
That's a really tough one because I know you're trying to do the right thing, but your own feelings make that difficult. And I'm sure it's hurtful knowing that you were kind of in the picture with divorce number one, and then she went down yet another path with somebody else, and now that is also falling apart and not going well. And so I can understand from your standpoint, that's so frustrating and hard to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very hard to watch. You know, and at one point, I mean, I had thought that she was the one at some point. And it's just, it's devastating.
You know, my initial thought and reaction is to be there for your friend, be a supportive ear, and to be that person that she feels like she can trust, at least with this information that she's coming to you, and then let everything else figure itself out later.
The self-harm, yeah, though, is alarming. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, you know, kind of amplifies it a little bit more. Like, what level is that getting to? And is that going to get worse? Is she, what is she figuring out? Is she come to any conclusion about what she's going to do as far as addressing this with her husband?
No, I don't believe so. It, at one point, they were looking to work things out, and they're both going to counseling, both separately and together. But I don't think that any conclusion has been reached.
Well,
that's tough. Yeah. I wish there was a magical answer that we could say, you know, tell her to break up with him and that you were the right guy all along. Yay! I mean, I know in your mind, that's where you are.
Right.
And, you know, we're kind of all there, but she's got to get there in her own mind.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys trying to help, and mm-hmm, especially we'll see what everybody else has to say. I'm sure Andrew the Love Doctor will have.
I am curious as to what Andrew the Love Doctor says about this one.
Yeah. Dan, thank you for trusting us with this. And yeah, we'll, you know, hopefully be able to steer you in the right direction with how to proceed.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, thank you. So, I mean, the gist of it is he is wanting to know how to support his ex, who he has had feelings for since they dated 12 years ago, in her current situation with the disillusion of her marriage, right? Am I getting that? Did I sum it up?
Yeah, it's pretty complicated, but in the fact they've got all this history from after the first divorce, and then she goes and gets mm-hmm. married again.
All right.
8 years ago.
Yeah.
With husband number two. That is also not going well, but she's still coming back to Dan to try to get through it.
Liz texts in and says,
he still loves her.
Yeah. Liz texts in and says, dude is her crutch. He is a complete backup plan. Not even divorce this time. Run, dude. Run. All right. Wow. If you've got a comment, you can. At Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. Group therapy. Had an opportunity to talk to Dan, who wants to know how he approaches his ex, because still has feelings for her. After 12 years, they had dated back in the day. She has since gotten married and now is going through a rough patch, potentially maybe even a second divorce, but is torn with how he is there for her when she's coming to him now for advice, a shoulder to lean on when he still has those feelings. Did I get that?
Yeah, you pretty much nailed it. It's really difficult to put your own feelings aside, especially when he's had them for so long, mm-hmm. for her to just be a friend.
Yeah, and I got to be honest, you know, we got a response from a listener that was said, look, dude is her crutch. He's a complete backup plan. We got another message from Steve who just says, move on, dude. If she hasn't gone back to you in 12 years, she never will. Ooh. I mean, she was married for tough. 8 of those years, right? So, I mean, there's a little bit
to
of
husband number two.
Yeah.
She, you know, Dan met her mm-hmm. when she was going through divorce number one.
Right.
And then her family was like, we don't think it's right. You're moving on so fast. So right. they broke up.
Right.
And then she went down another path.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still kind of been in her life as a friend.
Yeah. I got a message from Kate. I had an ex that I kept in touch with. I broke up with him back in the day, but we've remained friends since. I have to say, in my mind, we'll never get together romantically again. That ship has sailed. Finally, when I moved out of state and officially broke our communication, that's when I noticed he moved on and began dating again. Interesting.
Okay. Wow. So as long as, well, I don't think Dan can move.
But yeah.
At least I don't think that's in his plan right now.
Yeah. Well, I think the point is that as long as there's that candle burning, that
connection,
that it's going to be hard to man, it's going to be hard to get over.
And I know he feels like that he can't really leave her right now because, you know, she had resorted to self-harm.
Yeah.
And, you know, she is in counseling, but I'm sure he feels like that he can't completely abandon her. She's probably feeling abandoned by her husband.
Yeah. We got another text from a listener who said, man, I've been there. However, I came to the realization that there just wasn't any future there and I wasn't going to get over her while she was still in the picture. So out of sight, out of mind. Man, that is, I mean,
it's hard though.
You know, it is tough. It, like, relationships are tough. And this is, you know, one of the reasons why we always toss it out there because, you know, sometimes you are so close to the situation that you're kind of blinded to what is happening. And so coming to us and getting a bunch of different opinions on it, sometimes you're able to, see it a little bit more clearly. So, if you've got a thought, you can always chime in at Ben and Kelly Show. Get to a setting the bar story. We always give you these stories to set the bar for your day very low as a easy to achieve goal. If you go about your day and do really nothing, I mean, you can achieve it.
literally don't do anything, especially this.
That's
and you're
idea.
Good.
Yep. A little setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without crashing your Jeep or parking your Jeep into an art museum. When you're a dog, you're doing okay.
Okay, wow. Now, to be fair, I don't think the dog went through driver's ed.
Callie is the dog from WBAY.
Turns out the puppetrator.
Oh, God.
Did she just say puppetrator?
The news anchor said puppetrator.
Turns out the puppetrator is 5-year-old Callie, an Australian shepherd, who, according to Sturgeon Bay Police, was waiting at this gas station for her owner, who was inside a local bakery.
Okay, so the owner steps out of the car to get something, leaves Callie at the wheel.
Callie's owner says she may have bumped the shifter into drive. When officers responded to the scene, Callie was already in the passenger seat, maybe to avoid suspicion.
That's probably it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to get over here. It wasn't me, Mom.
Listen.
Totally don't know what happened.
Callie's an Australian shepherd. We all know Australian shepherds are pretty bright dogs. So Callie probably knew exactly what Callie was doing and going, you know what? I've seen my owner do this several times. I got this.
I'm tired of waiting. Let's just hurry this up along a little bit. We'll just put this in gear. Let's get back on the road.
Yep. So Callie is now grounded, according to the report.
Oh, okay.
So if you can
that's good to know.
Manage to make it through the day without crashing your Jeep into an art museum when you're a dog, you're doing okay.
Maybe the dog was like, you know what? While I'm waiting, I'm going to take in some art.
Maybe. Maybe that was the case. All right, that's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. If you missed it earlier, we were talking to a listener who had reached out to us because he had an ex that he has always kept as his standard, is his gold standard for, a woman. They dated a while ago. She's now struggling with her second marriage, and he's kind of struggling with being there for her as a friend when he still has feelings for her, you know, kind of in that way.
It's tough.
Yeah.
They first got together when she was going through divorce number one. Her family was like, well, I don't think it's right that you're getting involved until you're fully done with this. And so they broke up, and then she goes down another path, and she's still coming to him as kind of like the person she needs for comfort.
Yeah. And she is also dealing with some self-harm and is kind of leaning on him for that as well. And he's just like conflicted. I got a text from a listener. So he needs to either remember he is just a friend or move on and cut all ties. She is reverting back to someone who she knows loves her, and she just wants the attention and love and knows she will get it from him because she always has. So, yeah, a lot of listeners had kind of said, you know, man, she's kind of keeping you around. And
you're her backup plan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we all agree that Dan needs to hold out for someone that's going to make him her number one.
The priority.
All the time. Mm-hmm,
right.
Yeah.
Andrew Love Doctor calls our show all the time, always chimes in on these types of issues. Man, what do you think about this?
Dan needs to get her some help. If Dan's going to be supportive before he is supportive in a way where he wants to be with her, if he still wants to be with her, that's one thing. But he cannot be with her until she gets help. If she is resorting to self-harm, she's got to get some kind of therapy. And I mean Ben, I mean intense therapy. This one's rough for me. She's got to get some intense therapy. She's got to help herself first, and she's got to get away from the guy that was cheating on her. Totally, yeah. He can be supportive all he wants and be there for her. That's great. But the best thing for him to do is to get her help, whether it's therapy, hospitalization, whatever that looks like. Man, that's a rough one.
All right, thank you. I mean that's like it's hard to just deal with all of the layers of that, and it's
when you care about somebody like that and you see them doing something like destructive to themselves, it's hard to just walk away and just think about your feelings. He's really trying to do the right thing in being there for her because, you know, he feels like her health and safety is at risk.
At risk, right. Well, if you want to listen back to the original call, you can at Ben and Kelly Show, WDGX.com. Click listen that. You can always leave a comment as well, or hear any of the segments that we've done, from missed connections to setting the bars to anything like that throughout the day. I hope you all have a good St. Patrick's Day. Thank goodness this show's over so I can get to drinking.
There it is. You can start celebrating right now, Sparky. I know you've been waiting since 5:30 this morning.
I've been parched, Kelly. I've been just having coffee and water, for goodness sakes. Now it's time to get a little something thicker. No. All right.
Guinness through the veins.
Oh, through the veins. Injected into my veins today. All right. Have a happy St. Patrick's Day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.